Good morning, MJ Womoff here from Delta College. It's great to be with you. Looking forward to your performance today, and I'll be back when you are playing your adjudicated pieces. All right, here we go. I like Larry Dane pieces. Willingness to play pianissimo, but here's the deal. My thought on playing pianissimo: no matter what, you can't sacrifice tone quality or energy or anything like that for playing. When you play soft, you can't say I'm going to play soft with a kind of not focused, centered, energetic sound. It's very difficult to play soft and play with a resonant sound. And the younger player you are, the even more difficult that is. So I would rather you play a little bit louder, with more intensity, with better tone quality, and then we'll call that pianissimo. And because really, you define it. You start the piece out and you define what pianissimo is, and then everything else grows from there, right? Like how much you're working on playing legato. I'd like you to push through the phrases. You're kind of playing little micro phrases, you know, that are three beats long. I think I'd like you to make four measure phrases so that your energy and the movement of the phrase goes all the way to the last note of each four bar phrase. I believe you sort of sacrifice tone quality and intonation to play soft. And I wish that wasn't the case, because I need you to push all the way through the phrase and play deep into the tone quality, get into the texture, into the meat of the tone quality of your instrument. It doesn't happen when you're playing as soft as you're playing. Again, you know, the older you get, the louder you'll be able to play, and the softer you'll be able to play. But at the moment, our dynamic range is compressed just because you're young players, and that's completely okay, understandable, and accounted for when I'm making my comments. So anyway, that's my two cents on that. Push through that D da D da D D. boom, like blow all the way through it. Don't. I even think you probably shouldn't breathe over the bar line of measure 7 to 8. I can hear all of the lines going on. I can hear the melody, I can hear the counter melody, I can hear the harmony, I can hear the percussion tastefully played in the back with very good balance and blend. Da-da-da-da, saxophones, don't fudge over that articulation. And tapping, you know, putting a compressor on the top of your sound so that you stay in control and you don't blast or do anything. You don't sacrifice tone quality when you're playing loud. But on the soft end, you play so soft, you compromise tone quality. So on the loud side, you're doing a great job of keeping in control. But on the bottom, we're not doing the same thing. On the piano, pianissimo side, we're not doing the same thing and controlling and playing with the same sort of tone quality that we do up on the upper end. So, anyway, that's it for me. I wish you the best. It was great to hear your group. You guys are fantastic.